You are now tuned in. Let's go to the Queen of the Trap podcast.
Class and session, bitches.
Welcome, everybody, to the Queen of the Trap podcast. I'm your host, DJ K-Dub, and today we are here with Little 17, an upcoming artist. How are you today?
Good. And you?
I'm doing good. A little tired today, but we outside. Well, we are inside, actually. But tell everybody a little bit about yourself, who you are, where you're from.
All right, so Little 17, you feel me? Born as Sadon Anye Frazier. I've been making music since 2013, going on 6, 7, 8 years or whatever. I just been having a passion for this ever since I was younger. You feel me? Watching my uncles or whatever, you know, grow up and, you know, produce and all type of, you know, just hearing loud sounds and, you feel me, always feeling like I knew the pattern, you feel me, or I could figure it out and replace it my different way.
So that's what made you want to get into music?
Yeah, that, honestly.
Nice, very nice. So it's always, I mean, music is universal, like I always say. So I'm sure that people had helped you get put on to all the music that you listen to, right?
Yeah.
That's good. That's very good. So did you play any instruments when you were in high school? What high school did you go to?
I went to Olympic High School.
Where is that?
That is in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay. Yeah.
South Charlotte.
Shout out to Charlotte. I want to do some DJing out there.
Facts.
I definitely do.
You should definitely go out there and check out some lounges.
Yeah. I know a couple of DJs out there. Shout out to DJ 630, DJ Cuts. Who else is out there? DJ Trap. One of these days, I hope he's DJing over there. But so did you played instruments in school, you said?
In elementary and middle school, I attempted the guitar and I attempted the flute, you feel me? But I just got, you know, hassled with other talents of life, you feel me? Like, I've always had a passion for art, you feel me? So in art class, I would always indulge.
Me too. I loved art.
And sometimes those art projects would last all weekend, you feel me? I would be in art contests or whatever, sometimes winning second, first place mostly. But I wasn't always able to go to them or whatever, but I would always receive the trophies back or whatever and papers, and I'll put them up on my wall and stuff like that.
Well, so you can utilize that now with what you're doing nowadays, because you can use it for your art. You can help other people make art, you know, your logos, nowadays, merchandise and stuff like
nowadays,
that.
Nowadays, I brought that talent back. I brought that passion back and I turned that into a way of making money. So
yeah,
I mean, anybody would need a logo,
hit him up.
Anybody, you know, in need of a cover art, you know, I would do it, you know.
Let him know, he will help you.
For a price, respect.
Of course, because ain't nothing free. Yesterday's price is not today's price, guys. So, you know, he's getting an interview by DJ K-Dub. That price is going up now.
Exactly.
And he's also managed by Scotty Two Fly. Shout out to the New Movement. So this is his artist. So also the price is going up when it comes to that too. But now, where do you see yourself in the next 10 years? So you're just starting in this industry. What is there that you want to accomplish? Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
I wanna attack all fields, honestly, as far as music, always. I wanna attack movies, TV shows, radios, podcasts, or whatever have you. I wanna have my hands all over everything.
Yeah, definitely.
I always wanna have money coming my way, even when I sleep. So
as far as working with people, if there was three people in this industry that you would absolutely love to work with, if they saw this right now, who would those three people be? It could be anybody.
I would say,
even have to be an artist. It could be somebody just famous or whatever.
Facts. I would say G Herbo.
Okay.
I would say Pooh Shiesty. Free Pooh Shiesty.
Free my guy.
Free
the slime.
Let me see. This last one, I'm gonna get a good one. I'm gonna get a good one.
Who we got?
I'm gonna get a good one. I'm gonna think. I'm a thinker. You feel me? I like to think about my shit.
Think about your music. Who would you love to, if you weren't with Scotty, who would you love to be like signed to? Anybody's labels?
No.
Anything like that?
I would have never wanted to sign to another artist. You feel me?
Yeah.
Never signed to another artist. I just feel like that.
I'm gonna ask you that question after five. Who's your last person?
My last guy. I'll say Drake.
I'll say Drake. Because so if you guys are listening to that, go contact him because you never know. But so going back to what you just said, you want to do independent.
Yeah.
You know, independent is, you got to have money
and
to be an independent artist.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But but I'm telling you, that is the way
to go. You can climb that ladder at the end of the day. You feel me?
Absolutely.
But as far as being signed to a different artist, I feel like that really halts your career in a way. Mm-hmm. Like, you feel me?
Control over what you do.
I'm not going to say no names, but... You feel me? A lot of these artists out here, they will never be as big as the artists they are signed to.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, the independent way is definitely the way to go. You don't want to necessarily have the hand, because this is the best way to put it. So when you're signed to somebody, they give you a chunk of money to start out with, but then you got to think about like your bookings, your shows, your this, your that, and then they have a percentage that you're going to end up owing them back at the end of the day. So when you're an independent artist, it's hit or miss on you. That's really how it goes. But also, like, I was watching a Young Dolph interview the other day, and he was talking about being an independent artist, and it really takes like 100K to have an actual good track to be like out playing all the time in the clubs. You gotta have the production, you have to have the audio.
That's nothing. Yeah. One track isn't enough. I feel, even before you told me those numbers, I feel independently, if you want to do it solely on your own, you're gonna need at least 300K. You're gonna need at least a couple videos, no less than $20,000 budget.
Yeah.
You're gonna need a couple videos, and you gotta last it for a long time. You feel me? You gotta take the whole summer, you gotta take the whole winter, you gotta take the whole year.
Absolutely.
Like, you gotta spread it out, you gotta consistently give it, and it gotta be the same.
Absolutely. So, you know? So aside from music, do you have any hobbies like outside of,
like I said, art or whatever, or whatever have you? I can cook. I can engineer my own music. I can produce. I'm real hands on. I'm real creative. So anything you throw me in front of, I pretty much can do, honestly, aside of my hobbies.
And you like cooking, because he was just cooking before. Yeah, he was Mr. Chef over here.
I can cook.
Mr. Chef 17. So what are your strengths when it comes to your music?
My strengths?
Mm-hmm.
My strengths are my voice. So I feel I can be commercial. I can give you my sound particularly. My sound particularly is a flow you necessarily couldn't even imagine, you feel me, jumbled up over a beat, but on beat at the same time.
Yeah.
Not on no blue face, you feel me?
Yeah, what kind of music do you put out? Like, are you a trap artist? Do you do drill? Do you do everything? Are you a rapper? Are you a hip hop artist?
First perspective, I'm a commercial artist.
Okay.
I am what you would need if you needed a commercial record, if you needed something to attract a lot of people, I am what I want to do second, you feel me?
Yeah.
Respectfully, you feel me? Once I get out there, then I would do what I want to do, you feel me? And like what I said is my flow, you feel me?
Yeah. What would you say your weaknesses are? If you had something to work on right now that you notice, what would it be?
I wouldn't say I don't see any weaknesses, honestly. I don't see any weaknesses. Like, you listen to my music. Mm-hmm. You let me know.
We reviewed it on Monday.
Yeah.
I don't know when people are going to see it.
I'm talking to the fans, everybody.
Yeah. And I'll be playing his music on Mondays as well. You'll hear more of it. Let's see. So what, name five of your favorite artists.
All right, I'm gonna start with myself. After that,
respectfully,
I'll go for Jay-Z. I'll work my way down the ladder. It's a neck and neck between Kanye and Lil Wayne because they both have different minds when it, you feel me? But as far as musically, I'll say Lil Wayne and then Kanye and then 50 Cent last. Cause he keep it real and he get to the money, he gets to the business.
Fuck yeah.
It's like I said.
I grew up on 50 Cent, so I love him too. Let's see, what else? Who have you worked in this industry with so far? Like, name some of, have you worked with other artists? I mean, you work with Scotty 2 Fly, the New Movement and stuff like that. Is there any other people in this industry you worked with?
I've worked with 10 Cell Phones. Okay. I've worked with my man's Lil Piston. My man's 18 Cents, you feel me? My man's The Real Polite. I got my boy Siete down there in Miami. He down there cooking up beats, you feel me? I got a producer in Tokyo. I actually have to WhatsApp him or whatever, and he got to translate messages, but he gets my sound. Like,
okay.
Like, that's the number one producer if I need something on the go. Yeah, he's in Tokyo, whatever. His name is... He got some weird Asian name. I don't understand it, like, right now, you feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like Silk Zan Sky or something like that. Like Silk Zan Sky.
I'm gonna have to look into it. So tell everybody where they can find you, where your outlets are. Also, do you have any upcoming projects that you're working on or singles?
Yeah. Upcoming project. I got something coming out called Lonely Road. I'm gonna turn it into an album.
Okay.
I'm not sure how many songs I'm gonna throw out there for y'all. I got some stuff in the bag. I'll add that to it. I'll continue. As far as another song I got, Where Did You Go, coming out next. You feel me? That should be on all platforms as soon as possible. You can find me on all platforms at Lil17, Lil17.__ on Instagram and everywhere else.
Absolutely. Well, I thank you for allowing me to interview you on the Queen of the Trap podcast. And I'm looking forward to working with you more and showing off your music and, you know, all the good stuff that is to come. Mm-hmm. So thank you for being on my show today.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.